the deep dive of Glories of Lord Jagannath. We're all ready to hear, Maharaj. Mic is all yours. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
It is a very great joy to be announced by Devakinandan Prabhu. And yes, I do hope today to be able to really ignite a certain special fire of appreciation for Lord Jagannath. All of you have had a marathon of, I believe, 5 weeks now in a row hearing about Lord Jagannath. So it is my dream to create an awareness of Lord Jagannath that will accompany you and stay with you even after these 5 weeks. Let me please start. If you know the prayers, please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Swami Jai Jagannath everybody Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Swami Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his glorification of Lord Jagannath, told us that there are two forms of God that are present here at this moment in the world. One is a wooden form of the Lord, and the second is a watery form of the Lord, the form of a river. Mahaprabhu said, Daru Brahma Rupe Sakshat Shri Purushat No Shri Purushottama Bhagirati Hana Sakshat Jala Brahma Samam. Meaning, Lord Jagannath is that Supreme Lord Himself in the form of wood. And the river Ganga is the Supreme Lord Himself in the form of water. In this way, the Lord is always present in this world at His Daru Brahman form, the form in wood, and also the form of Mother Ganga. This means Lord Jagannath is that one form of the Lord who is always there. Therefore, He is known as the Lord of the universe, not a sectarian God. The Lord of the universe, the Lord for all. Now, if there is one Lord that is the Lord for actually everyone, it means he must be accessible to everyone. Everyone according to his mood or his understanding will be able to connect with Lord Jagannath. And this itself is explained in the Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the Skanda Purana, and also the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I really request you to think about, if there's one Lord, one universal Lord, accessible to all, he must be able to respond to the moods and the devotional inclination and the inspiration of really one and all. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the Madhya Lila, it says, Je Rupa Chintya Dase Se Rupa Haya. According to the conception which the devotee has of the Lord does manifest himself. Also the Skanda Purana explains, Dharma graha pramanena jarik drishta sa eva saha. The Lord appears exactly according to the inclination of the worshipper to serve him. I would like to tell how Lord Jagannath appeared to the worshipper of Lord Ram. You know, a great Ram Bhakta called Tulsidas had heard in the Padma Purana that in the age of Kali, all the four Vaishnav disciplic succession will appear in Utkal from the Supreme Lord Purushottam, Lord Jagannath. Ah, Yashoda Dulal Prabhu, I see you. Yashoda Dulal gives always pleasure to my heart, so I need to greet you. So Tulsi had heard the Supreme Lord, which for him was Lord Ram, has appeared in Puri. Therefore, when he had read this statement from the Padma Purana, he hastened to Puri. He went into the temple and he moved towards the altar. But when he looked on the altar, he felt deep disappointment grab his heart. He had expected that Lord Ram would greet him on the altar with a bow in his hand, his hand raised in a gesture of blessing, with a greenish hue like dharba grass, with a compassionate glance. But instead of Ram, he saw a huge form with big eyes gazing at him without blinking for a moment. Next to him, he saw a smaller personality with yellow, with slanted eyes. And next to that was a whitish log of wood. What? I expected Ram, and now this? He was so disappointed that he immediately left the temple without even taking Charanamrita and Prasad. And he went far away to a village several kilometers away, and there under a banyan tree he fell down and cried, My Lord, I wanted to see you. Through the Shastra I heard that you would be in Puri. I have not seen you. Instead, I do not know what I have seen. And he sobbed and sobbed. Now as this great grief of the devotee Tulsidas went on. Baladev in Puri leaned over to Jagannath and said, "He's a devotee. He left here crying. He's somewhere grief-stricken. And you said everyone who would come to your temple would obtain prasadam, but he has not taken prasadam." And the little lady in the middle, Subhadra, looked at Jagannath and said, "Liar! Liar!" This was quite some accusation. So the Lord decided, "I will correct and enlighten this dear devotee of mine." He took a form of a effulgent Brahmana boy, and he took the golden plate where the Maha offering was on and walked all the way to that village where Tulsi Das was crying in agony. When he arrived, he said, hey, "You have not eaten anything the whole day. I can see by your crying." Tulsi looked, "I'm not crying because of lack of food. I'm crying because of lack of compassion." "That's all right," said the Brahmin boy. "I brought this plate for you with very nice prasadam. It comes from your lord in Puri. He told me that my devotee, Tulsi, has not eaten anything. And also he's desperate. He has not seen me. Therefore, bring him some prasadam and tell him he should bring that golden plate back. I need it. And also tell him, when he comes in the temple, he should look this time a little bit better." Tulsi transferred the food. He was really hungry and he ate it. And my dear devotees, the food of Lord Jagannath is very special. We have heard in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu said everyone knows the ingredients: salt, pepper, sabji, but this taste is totally different than the ingredients would make you believe. It must be that mixed in this food is the saliva of the Lord. When we hear this, we get a little bit claustrophobic. Oh, the saliva is there in the food. But the Lord's saliva is something else than the saliva of a conditioned soul. It is absolute amrita nectar. So Tulsi Das ate the prasadam and he couldn't stop, and he reflected about the words of the Brahmana boy who had brought him the plate. This boy had claimed that he had been sent by his lord, who was there on the altar, but who had apparently not been recognized by Tulsi Das. And the boy had said the message is, "Come back again and look a little bit better." So the next morning, Tulsi Das took a shower. He took the golden plate and he went to Puri and he went into the temple right before the deity. And this time, as if to make true the verse of the Shastra that the Lord reveals himself in whatever way a worshipper is relating to him, this time Tulsi saw on the altar his beloved Lord Rama, yes, with greenish hue, with a bow in the hand, and the hand raised for blessings. Next to him, he saw Mother Sita, and next to Mother Sita, he saw Lakshman. When Tulsi saw this divine revelation of his beloved Lord, he fainted in transcendental ecstasy. My dear devotees, let us pause now for a moment and reflect a little. There are so many worshippers. Some worship the Lord as Brahman, the all-pervading light and energy. Others worship him as Buddha. Yet others worship the Lord as an ancient being called Ishvara. This is the Lord of the yogis, who is never touched by time. And others worship him through the Christian faith as the creator. The Lord is all of this. And Lord Jagannath, because he is the Lord of the universe, shows himself in all these forms. If you would make a pilgrimage to our Berlin temple, where we worship big Lord Jagannath, which are carved actually from the same tree which the deities in Jagannath Puri are carved from. If you visit on Ramachandra's appearance day, our Jagannath temple, you will see Jagannath with a greenish hue, with beautiful and strong bow and arrows. You will see Lakshman next to him and Mother Sita, because the Lord manifests in exactly the way in which you worship him. This means also every one of you who's on the call and who's not on the call, Hema Jagannath Das, Devakinandan Das, H.J. Das, New York Krishna Nam, Yashoda Dulal, Dear Govinda Prabhu, Janki, Swati Satpute, every one of you can worship the Lord, and he will respond exactly in the way you are approaching him. Sanatana Goswami speaks about this glorious and mysterious feature of Lord Jagannath in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita 2.5.211. There Narada Muni enlightens Gop Kumar about Lord Jagannath in Puri, and he says, Savat Vataraka Nidhan Rupas Tatshat Charitrani. His transcendental form, Jagannath's transcendental form, the source of all incarnations, expands all his various pastimes. Whichever of his form a devotee finds attractive, that form the Lord shows to him. We all know how Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri. When he was a few kilometers away, he could see the top of the temple in Puri, and he became so transcendentally moved that he decided to do the last stretch, the last pilgrimage stretch, which would bring him to the temple, by paying dandavat pranam. So as he was in the midst of the dandavat, approaching the temple, like this, he looked to the temple top, and what did he see? He saw Lord Muralidhara Krishna, the Krishna who carries a flute next to the flag. And he stood there and waved him, come closer, come closer, come closer. This was so moving to Lord Jagannath, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he had to give up his dandavat style of moving forward. He started to run and run and run and ran into the temple. And as he ran into the temple, he saw this form who had beckoned him, come, come, come a little bit closer, on the altar. He did not see the round eyes gazing with an unblinking mood at him. No, he saw Krishna, the flute player, saying, come closer, come closer. This is the darshan which Lord Jagannath had whenever he came, which Lord Chaitanya had whenever he came to temple of Lord Jagannath. Once, as you know, he stood at the Garuda Stamba, looking from a distance at Lord Jagannath, when a Aryan woman who could not see, she was very small, decided to climb onto his back in order to have a better view on Lord Jagannath. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He saw Vrindavan Krishna on the altar. He saw himself as a worshipper of Krishna, and he was not aware of this lady. Only when his servant Govinda complained severely to the lady, strange lady, he said, what are you doing? You're climbing on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's back. Then he became aware. But in his mood, he was absorbed in Krishna Leela, and he was not even noticing this. My dear devotees, I want to make a point, and I hope, because it's so radical, that you are giving sufficient intelligence to this. It will burst your understanding of what you know so far about Jagannath. He's the Lord of the universe, my dear devotees, and he responds to each worshipper. There is a verse which says, in Puri, Lord Jagannath is worshipped as Buddha. Yes, therefore you find Buddhists worshipping him. There is an outfit of Lord Jagannath where he has an elephant trunk and elephant tusks. It's the Hati Vesha in which he showed himself in this form to his a great devotee of Ganesh called Ganapati Bhatta. Yes. So in this way, the Lord also is worshipped as Nrisimhadev in Puri. You will find that the mantra in which Lord Jagannath is worshipped is the same as the mantra in which Lord Nrisimhadev is worshipped. Ugram Viram Mahavishnum. Jalantam Savato Mukam. Nishingham Bishanam Batram Mrityum Mrityum Namamyam. If you could kindly all mute yourself, then we can say this beautiful mantra which will bring all the difficulties from our heart together. Okay, so everyone, please be careful to really mute yourself. And repeat after me. Ugram.
Ugram.
Yes, this doesn't work in the Hare Krishna movement, this idea of muting ourselves. So we can't do this. We are in a very sympathetic movement. It's all right. I've tried it many times. It never works with devotees. So fine. He is worshipped in many, many, many ways by all his various devotees. And that is in tune with the verse from the Gita where the Lord says, Yeya tamam prapatyante tams tataiva vajam yaham mama vat manu vat tate manusyam. What is it? Mamu vat manu vat tate. La 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 la. In the moment, I'm here in Switzerland. The air is very thin, so my brain is not working so good, my memory. But you know, yeya tamang prapadyante, the verse is there. So, in the way my devotee worships me, surrenders to me, in that same way I respond to him, I reward him. Now you might ask the question, but how does the Lord think about himself? I mean, imagine we have Devaki Nandan Das, and some see him as the president of America. Others see him as a humble sweeper in the temple. Others would see him, I don't know, as a super first class temple president, and so on, and he would be all of that. Then what would Devaki Nandan think about himself? What am I? You know, everyone worships the Lord Jagannath in the way they understand God to be, but what does Lord Jagannath think about himself? I want to give an answer to this question from a perspective which is given by one associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, who has written a book where he had detailed or explained how Krishna, when he was in Dwaraka, was feeling so much intense separation from his devotees in Vrindavan that he once fell down unconscious. The Lord was especially thinking about Srimati Radharani. Sometimes when the Lord fell so much separation, he was in his sleep, he would call out, Gopis, 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 where are you? Where is my flute? And so on. He would be like that. So he was unconscious and for a long time. Now Baladev, his brother, was there and Uddhava was there, and they could not tolerate the Lord's pain of separation. So what they did is they called for Narada Muni. When Narada Muni arrived, he began singing about the Lord Vrindavan pastimes in such a beautiful way that Krishna regained his external consciousness and immediately jumped on the chariot and said to Daruka, let's go to Vrindavan. It is enough separation. We will go swiftly to Vrindavan. Now, upon arriving, Krishna saw the pitiful sufferings of Srimati Radharani. Radha was lying down. She was merely breathing. Almost her breathing had stopped. At that moment, when Krishna arrived in Vrindavan, he jumped from his chariot and he wanted to run to Srimati Radharani. But he also became so ecstatically moved that his eyes became so round, like this. His hands and arms shrinked into the body so that the hands came out like this. Yeah, he looked like our Devakinandan, who has a... Devakinandan looked a little like him, because you also have a very pronounced eyes. Very good. So he was like this. The feet went back in his body, and he began to tumble and say, Radha, Radha. Lalita now was next to Radharani, who was lying in this fainting spell, and she whispered one word or one sentence into Radha's ear, Krishna has come, Krishna has come. And the moment Srimati Radharani heard this, she rose from her bed and looked in the direction of Krishna, who looked so ecstatic with wide eyes, really wide eyes, a big smile on his lip, the arms like this, and they met first of all through the eyes. In this way, Lord Jagannath feels about himself. He feels, I am the lover of Vrindavan, and in my separation from Vrindavan, and my anticipation of Srimati Radhika, I look down the path and my eyes become very large. And I don't even want to waste one moment time by blinking with my eyes. Therefore, I will not have any eyelids, so that my eyes cannot close, and I can always look down that path, so that one day I will see Radha again at the residence of Vrindavan. This is the mood of Lord Jagannath and Puri. Now, let us summarize where we are and then move the rest of our lecture together. We started out by hearing that Krishna appears in Kali Yuga in two forms, a wooden form and a liquid river form, that is Lord Jagannath and the Ganga. But we also heard that because he is the Lord of all living entities in Kali Yuga, therefore all those who approach him will see him according to their particular relationship and conception of God. I have personally experienced this. See, I have developed a habit which Devakinandan Prabhu has spoken to all of us. I like to go during the month of Kartik to Vrindavan and spend 1 month worshipping Krishna in his sacred land. But 1 year I felt, let me this Kartik go to Jagannath Puri, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there, and let me do my little vrata, my little vow of devotional disciplines in Puri. Now, because I am a worshipper of Radha, Krishna, and I was at that time having deities called Radha Kunya Bihari, I would chant and I would have this form of my Lord in front of my eyes. So I had a picture of Lord Jagannath in front of me, where I chanted my rounds and did my devotional disciplines. And I would often see how in my mind's eye I would suddenly see Kunya Bihari, that is the deity whom I worship in in Germany. No, it's a big deity of Krishna, Radha Kunya Bihari. Like we sing Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Radha Kunya Bihari. No? So I would often see that, and I was thinking, what is happening? I'm not really an advanced devotee, but still I'm having these darshans. Then I understood the Lord in Kali Yuga is extremely merciful, and he reveals himself in that particular form in which the devotee worships him. I've written a few points of Lord Jagannath's mercy or magnanimity, and I request you to take careful note of this. First of all, his name Jagannath explains that he is the Lord of all. No? Jagat means universe, and Nath means the Lord of all. Second is, when there are in the many, many temples which we have, or which are there in India, there are always smaller Utsava Murtis. These Utsava Murtis are coming out of the temple at the time when there are festivals or processions. Jagannath is the only Murti who comes as the Mula Vigraha, the personality who's on the altar, out on a chariot. This is absolutely untypical, unheard of. He comes, this large, huge deity, comes onto a cart, not a festival deity, not an Utsava or Vijay Murti. No, the Mula Murti or Vigraha comes out to show mercy to those who otherwise would not see him because of being denied entry into the temple. Please take careful note of this. Let us continue in the list of Lord Jagannath's magnanimity. In temples, only high-class brahmanas are allowed to worship the Lord. Also in our ISKCON temples, you require a Brahmin initiation in order to be allowed entry in the altar and do the various services. Otherwise, it is not possible. But Lord Jagannath accepts service even from the outcast, the Shabaras, who in some cases herd pigs. Yes. They take from the pigs various items that I found in toothbrushes, etc., and so on. These servants are called Daitapatis, and they are called to worship Jagannath at a very critical time. That is the time when the Lord has caught his annual fever. Lord Jagannath takes a public bathing, and there is always a draft, and then he gets a cold and then a fever. Annually, repeatedly he does this, and then the Daitapatis are called to mix various drinks with herbs from the forests and take care of him. Now please think about it. When someone is sick, who is allowed to take care of the sick person? Only very close relatives. Only very close family members. Others are said, sorry, he cannot see anyone. He's indisposed, he's bedridden and sick. Only a close family member is allowed entry. So Lord Jagannath arranges that during his sick period, the Daitapatis or Shabaras, who are otherwise considered to be outcasts and untouchables, are called to give him the services and the relief which is required during the fever. Can you see? He makes an arrangement that even the most fallen can worship him. This was the third reason why Lord Jagannath's magnanimity is outstanding. The fourth reason is that the worship inside the Puri temple is very stringent. It's very stringent. The pujaris and all when they offer Lord Jagannath something, they will have to put their Brahmin thread over the thumb, then some water in the inside of their palm, like this, and then they offer him the food, but only when the image of Lord Jagannath shines on that little puddle of water inside the palm is the offering accepted, otherwise not. There are many such small details which are hinting at a very, very strict, mystical, established way of worship of him. But during the Ratha Yatra, all the rules are relaxed. I remember how during one Ratha Yatra, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had brought about 2,000 or more devotees from Chopati, and we did a kirtan. And the next morning, that was for the whole day. I never forget this kirtan. It was really ecstatic. Then we arrived before the Gundicha temple, and imagine, all the many devotees did not go home at that time. Our ISKCON devotees, we had accommodations, but the simple people simply put their gamsha on the road and went to sleep because they wanted to spend the night with a good friend sleeping. No? When you have a very good close friend, you talk late into the night, you don't even look at that hour, and then you say, let's lie down where we are, that is good enough. The main thing is we are together in our dreams even. So all rules, very relaxed. But then listen to what happened the next morning. Yashoda Dulal Prabhu, were you there at that time when we were there, or...
No, I was not, but I heard about it.
Yeah, it was wonderful. You would have loved it. The next morning, we all were allowed to climb the cart and embrace Lord Jagannath. I thought, I'm a Westerner, I have unfortunate white skin. I think I should not try, I mean... But then a priest came and said, he motioned, go up, Jagannath, hugging. So we went up that cart. I never forget this. There was Pankajangri Prabhu with me and his brother Jananivas. All ISKCON devotees went up, but we were in a small group who had waited. So we climbed up. Don't ask me how I got on this cart. You had to climb up the wheels and then one story higher. And I'm not experienced in mountain climbing or Ratha Yatra cart climbing, but somehow maybe the Lord pulled me up. Then we went up and then there was the Lord and I just jumped forward and embraced him. Fantastic. It felt like touching electricity. It was so amazing, so much Jagannath Shakti. It was really amazing. So yes, strict rules throughout the year, except for one day when everyone, even a mlecher from a west, can climb up the cart and embrace him like the best friend. It is said, during that time, the Lord of the universe, Jagannath, becomes Jagat Bandhu, the friend of the universe. That is a very, it's a proof of his magnanimity. And then another proof are his, this is the fifth point, his outstretched arms, which seem to say a good welcome to all of you. Come. Whoever you are, sinner, pilgrim, academic or fool, just come into my arms. The sixth reason why Lord Jagannath is outstandingly magnanimous is, have you ever watched his eyes? They are wide open. Why? Well, his first worshipper in the Dyumna Maharaj, long, long back, said, please, my dear Lord, receive throughout the day all the pilgrims. Please reduce your sleep to 3 hours. So Lord Jagannath is so merciful that his doors of the temple are open for 21 hours a day. Even the night you can go. Now the remaining 3 hours when the doors are closed are also not time when Lord Jagannath sleeps. He receives the devatas at that time behind closed temple doors to give darshan to the devatas as well. In this way he gives darshans for 24 hours round the clock, and therefore he doesn't need an eyelid which closes his eyes. He never sleeps. He is always there. For the fortunate residents in this universe who come and take his darshan, the Lord who does not sleep. This was the sixth reason. There is a last reason. Have you ever seen Lord Jagannath's eyes? I request you, there is one devotee with us called Prem Sarovara Radha Devidasi. It's all right, please keep that picture of Lord Jagannath there. Please carefully look at Lord Jagannath. Do you see how around his round eyes there is a red rim? Can you see? You can see. Even when next time you come into the temple and you see Lord Jagannath, please notice there's an extraordinary red rim around his eyes. This means something. When a human being feels compassionate with someone, there is a little red spot in the corner of the eyes. And when he feels very compassionate, from that red spot a tear comes. So Lord Jagannath is so compassionate that this red substance in the eye is all around his eye. It is not, thank you, there is one Mataji who shows us, there is not a simple spot in the eye corner which is merciful, but he's all mercy. And that is what you can feel. Prabhupada was speaking about this mercy of Lord Jagannath. He said, it's in a letter to Dayananda in 68. He said, so Jagannath is another feature of Krishna, and he is especially favorable to the people who are not strictly advanced in the Brahminical culture of Vedic rituals. Lord Jagannath is situated in Puri, India. This place is one of the towns of Orissa. The people of Orissa and Bengal, they are sometimes fish eaters. Prabhupada corrects in the next sentence his sometimes. He says about 90% of them are fish eaters. But still Jagannatha Swami in Puri accepts service from these people, although they are fish eaters. And then he draws out a principle. In the Kali Yuga, people are not so clean, and therefore service to Jagannatha Swami is preferred. Service to Lakshmi Narayan or Radha and Krishna requires a highly elevated position. But still, whether we serve Jagannath or Radha Krishna, the effect is the same. But the facility for worship of the Lord in the form of Jagannath is more congenial than others. Srila Prabhupada had high regard for a famous spiritualist in India, Hanuman Prasad Potter, who had started a publishing house that made scriptures available to the people of India to a very, very cheap price. I think it's called the Gita Press, if I'm correct. I think you all must have, if you are of Indian origin, books from the Gita Press. And Hanuman Prasad Potter is behind this. He is a saint whom Prabhupada also worshipped. And he once wrote him, regarding how many ashrams we have, our temples, I have sent you a list. But please note, the deities worshipped in the temples are Jagannatha Swami with Balaram and Subhadra and Radha Krishna. When we first start a temple, we start with Jagannath Swami. My Guru Maharaj recommended temples of Jagannath in these countries. So I was inspired to establish, first of all, Jagannatha Swami, because he is kind even to the mlechas. Devakinandan Prabhu wrote that in the beginning of our session, and maybe if you have the quotation just at hand, Devakinandan, you could read it again for better comprehension. Where Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati says that Lord Jagannath should be taken to the Western countries. Is it there with you, the quote?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, so Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj mentioned to a group of his disciples on May 19, 1934 in Alaranath temple in Brahmagiri outside of Puri temple. He mentioned, we must take Lord Jagannath in an airplane chariot to eastbound and to London. That was the quote.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. So Prabhupada remembers this here and tells it to Hanuman Prasad Potter that, my Guru Maharaj recommended temples of Jagannath in these countries, these Western countries. And this is once again because of the special magnanimity of Lord Jagannath, which comes from the fact that he really is the Lord of the universe, who makes himself accessible to one and all, because he only has two missions in his mind. One is to liberate the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya, and the second is to again welcome them in his divine association. And for that, he goes through any lengths, through anything to make it possible. And I want to say something which is quite revolutionary. I think Krishna Nam Prabhu likes revolutionary things, so we will speak something quite revolutionary. Why not, my dear devotees, after this period where you have heard so many nice presentations, I'm thinking of Madhavananda, Amarendra, and the Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, who is from there, must have been wonderful what he revealed. Why not think a little bit about Lord Jagannath's role in your life? I think you should either have a photo of Lord Jagannath, maybe to start with, a photo is a good start, and later smaller deities whom you worship regularly, and you will definitely feel that this Lord responds and reciprocates immediately. There is one last story which I would like to enumerate in this katha about Kama Bhai, a very extraordinary sweeper lady. She was from the sweeper sweeping the country, the town, not country, the town. And Kama Bhai had visited the inside of the temple and had fallen in great love with Lord Jagannath. So every morning, before Lord Jagannath's breakfast in the temple, she would cook the poor man's food of Orissa. Take a little dal, a little rice, a little sabji, and if you are a little richer, a few raisins, and cook them. This food was considered unacceptable by everyone. It is, you know, the preparation. It's khichdi, no? So it was never even considered to be suitable to be cooked and offered in the temple because of its designation. This is the poor people's food who have nothing. They just put a little this and a little that and a little this together and eat. So she was cooking it and called Lord Jagannath lovingly, and every morning before the breakfast time in the temple, Lord Jagannath came and ate the puri. Then he walked over to the well, not the puri, the khichdi. Then he went over to the well, cleansed his mouth and his hands, and went quickly back on the altar before the veil was opened, and then ate his breakfast made in the temple. So, once an exalted devotee who had heard from Kama Bhai, about Kama Bhai, came to Kama Bhai, he hid in a corner, and he actually saw that Lord Jagannath from the main altar, huge Jagannath, came into her little hut and sat down and accepted from a palm leaf the khichdi. He was in ecstasy. But when Lord Jagannath had quickly returned on the altar, he went to Kama Bhai and said, "Kama Bhai, this is not the style in which you can offer worship to the Lord. On that morning I saw you, you have never ever taken a bath. You have not yet taken your bath. And you cooked, just throwing something together without saying mantra. And then you offered it without mantras, without proper cleanliness rules. You must do this, 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 this." So Kama Bhai listened carefully, and because she respected the devotee, next morning she did everything, and as a result her cooking became a little late. Remember, I think at 9 o'clock or some fixed time. Lord Jagannath absolutely needed to be back on the altar to eat his breakfast cooked by the brahmanas. So she was late because she introduced so many new things which the devotees had told him. So when Jagannath was sitting there and say, come on, you know, bring me the khichdi, it's getting late. Kamabai said, I'm doing as fast as I can. And it became really late. It became so late that Jagannath finally, okay, then he ate it quickly when it came, but he had no time to wash his hands and his mouth. No time. He just needed to hurry back on the altar. And the last minute, he was just there and came. And the curtain opened, or not opened, the brahmanas came in to do the offering. The curtain actually closed for the offering. So the brahmanas came behind the curtain and they put everything before Lord Jagannath, the breakfast, and they were ready. They wanted to go out, but they noted on the mouth of Lord Jagannath there was dry khichdi. And they noted on the hands of Lord Jagannath dry khichdi. They took the khichdi from the mouth, they took it before the altar, and no doubt it was khichdi. It was the poor man's food. Oh no! Who had given the Lord this unacceptable preparation? They were very, very angry and did some research, and the research showed that Kamabai every morning offered khichdi to the Lord, and they forbade her. In that night, same night, Jagannath appeared to the king and said, I want my khichdi. I like my khichdi more. This khichdi is cooked by my pure devotee, Kamabai. She should be allowed to come in the temple kitchen and cook my khichdi, and then I will eat. And from that day on, my dear devotees, from that particular day on, khichdi became a main staple in the food of Lord Jagannath. And even now, many, many decades after Kamabai, the Lord is offered every morning khichdi. Who of you have eaten the khichdi of Lord Jagannath? It is something else. You will agree with me. It is, wow. It is, what to say, the recipe is fantastic. It is absolutely good. And it is sweet also. It is sweet. We have a few devotees here in the room from which I'm broadcasting, and they, one devotee, I think, gets the recipe at the moment. let me just see something. This is the wonderful, inside. So before I end, I will. So two things in ending, and then I will see if there are any questions. My dear devotees, I hope I was able to convince you of Lord Jagannath's extraordinary station in the world of Vaishnavas and worship. I hope really that you have understood why he is the Lord of the universe. This is not just some high praise. He really appears for all the residents in the universe in the form in which they can relate to him. He will also be very, very happy if you worship him in your home altar and so on. So I want to request you, please, at least put a nice picture at your altar of Lord Jagannath, and keep in mind what you have heard today. Another thing is, I want to bless you today, all of you on the call and also those who are not on the call. I have here something which is so special that I have hesitated to reveal it so that I will not be robbed by a special robbing crew from the Tovaco temple or the or whatever temple. Inside this little box, let me put it closer to your view, we have remnants of the original body and copen of Lord Jagannath. And we worship Lord Jagannath, copen and his body from Puri every day here in this little box. So you please take your hands and you like this, like the Arctic flame, you bring it to you. It's very, very special. It is the only reason why I'm still alive. So this is very original, very, very good. So with this, I let my words take rest now, like the cows at the end of the day. We are here in Switzerland. Maybe at the end of the call, we will show you the Swiss Alps. We have a bhakti retreat here with all the devotees from Zurich, Basel, from all the towns of Switzerland. It's very, very full because after lockdown, everyone has much more appreciation for Vaishnav Sangha. So we will open the retreat in the devotees are arriving now from all over Switzerland, some from Germany, and then we will open it this evening. Good, my dear devotees, we have 15 more minutes left. Devakinandan Prabhu, I'm turning to you as the host. You can, if you have any, if there are devotees who would like to put a question, they can either write, I would say, on the chat, if there is such a thing as a chat here, or they can directly. Devakinandan, you please tell the devotees how we should do it.
Yes, thank you so much, Maharaj, for blessing us. It's wonderful narrations of glorifications of Lord Jagannath, and please bless us that we don't use our eyes to judge and criticize devotees, but to follow in the footsteps of Lord Jagannath, to be kind and merciful to all the Vaishnavas and all other living entities who are not yet joined the consciousness movement. Thank you so much. So, yes, we'll take a few questions. Our dear Jishala Dulal Prabhu has mentioned to me that he has questions. So, Jishala Dulal Prabhu, please go ahead.
Thank you, Devakinandan Prabhu, and thank you, Madhupati Prabhu and others from Central New Jersey for organizing this wonderful Shravanam Festival over 5 weeks. Thank you, Maharaj. It's great to see you and be with you, even though it's virtual. I wish I was there in Zurich, me and Sri Radhika both with you, and or in the Swiss Alps. But we'll settle for Zoom for now. I had a question. You mentioned about Lord Ram and you know, how he's greenish in color, and Lord Jagannath actually took that vesh to show Tulsidas. Is there a particular reason why the Lord takes different colors? I know he appears in different colors, but say, for example, the green of Lord Ram, or is it to show his transcendental variety and the fact that, you know, he's beyond all mundane conceptions.
Thank you very much, Yashoda Dulal, and I also, our chance to meet will come. Yes, there is a reason why the Lord shows various complexions. For instance, the color golden, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has adopted and which is also the color of Srimati Radharani, is a color which symbolizes great, great love. The color black, which or bluish black, which Lord Krishna has adopted, is the color of the Sringara Rasa in particular, that matrimonial or relationship or conjugal relationship. And in this way, the Lord has various colors that symbolize something. Now, why? What the color green symbolizes or is all about, I must admit I do not know any reference. There is a theory of colors developed by Goethe, the German all-around genius, but I do not know. But all I can say is that various colors also have a certain effect on our, that means the worshippers' mentality. For instance, it is known that the color green is of a very calming nature. But I would be a great speculator if I would say the Lord Ram has greenish color because he wants to calm his devotees or bring everyone who is his devotee to a state of calm. I will look it up in my books and I'm sure I will find it, and then I will get back to you. There's one other point. Yeah. Bhakti Purushottam Swami has written a book on Ratha Yatra, and Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, I don't know if you know, he was either born in Puri or he was educated in Puri. He has a very strong relationship to Jagannath Puri from even before the time of taking his initiation in from Jaipataka Maharaj. And he has stated something which I will repeat now. He once said he met a great worshipper of Lord Jagannath from Assam. And this worshipper said to him that the reason why Jagannath is black, Subhadra is yellowish, and Balaram is white is this. They want to attract all people in the world. Therefore, Lord Jagannath has a black complexion, attracting all the dark complexioned people. That's Lord Jagannath. Lord Balaram has a white complexion to attract people with this complexion, the whitish. And Subhadra Devi is for those like from China who have a hue. Now, I only heard this statement in reference to this great devotee from Assam. I have not heard, there is no Shastric quote given Maharaj has, by this devotee, he has not given a Shastric quote. But if you think a little bit about it. It may not be 100% that way, may not or may be. We always only believe something when there is a Shastric quotation from for something. But it's definitely in the mood of Lord Jagannath, who accepts everyone and everything, even the fish eaters from Bengal and Orissa and the Western people. I saw Prabhupada in Amsterdam installing Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra Devi. I was personally there, and he explained that they have come to save the fallen souls from the Western countries. So I'm sorry, a little long-winded explanation. Yes, the complexion of the color has a certain mood, although I cannot tell you precisely what green stands for, but black and golden I have explained. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yes, Dev.
Our dear great devotee of Lord Jagannath, our Surabhi Devi, has a question, Maharaj. Surabhi Devi, please go ahead.
Very well, Maharaj. Thank you so much. It's so good to see you. I really loved the seven reasons why Lord Jagannath is magnanimous. It really touched my heart. I think my question is, so some people don't believe, like when they see Lord Jagannath, they cannot believe that he is God, right? You know, you explained how the Buddhists, they see Lord Jagannath in a certain way, the Ganesh devotees, they see Lord Jagannath in a different way, but some people, how not everyone will believe that Lord Jagannath is God, because he looks a little different. how does Lord Jagannath appear to them, and how can we make them understand that Lord Jagannath is the Lord of the universe?
Yeah, Surabhi, you have hinted at something which I think we all as preachers have met. You know, we have seen this objection. Lord Jagannath's form is so absolutely different from a human form, you know, the eyes, and we have not seen such a human being in such a shape of head and so on, and therefore people find it difficult to relate to him, especially when he is God. I can only tell you one thing. This, now you have to really listen carefully. You can understand spiritual matters only if you have a relationship. Krishna also can only understood when you have a relationship of seva. Then he reveals himself in your heart and you feel, yeah, he is God. Otherwise, if you have not yet a relationship, you can understand him a little from the shastras, but really your devotion can only start when you start with a relationship of love. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Only through Sambandha can also the holy name be understood. When you chant the holy name and you know this is Krishna and you serve Krishna, then Krishna will reveal himself to you as the Lord who is beyond the syllables which you chant. Let us have no illusion about this. Our Lord can be only known through love or loving, serving relationship. So the way Jagannath can be understood. If you find people, let them do some service in the temple for Lord Jagannath, and then they will all of a sudden feel it. It will be revealed to them. Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Bhaktiyamang abhijanati, only by bhakti or devotional service can I be understood as I am. And only in this way can one enter into the truth of my understanding. No?
Thank you, Maharaj.
And I always say, if God is not surprising, he's not God. if Krishna is not surprising, he's not Krishna. I just read from Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, a beautiful work, Sangita Madhava, beautiful work. And there it's described how the devotee comes and sees Krishna for the first time. Now his reaction upon the first darshan is very, very surprising. The devotee is not saying, oh, I've seen you on pictures. No, he says, is this a moon? No, it can't be the moon, because the moon is never personified. Well, then, is this a dark tamal tree? No, it can't be a dark tamal tree either, because trees don't move. Is this a rain cloud that showers nectar? No, it is also not a dark rain cloud. How could a dark rain cloud come here? It must be the Lord of Rasa, the Lord of transcendental ecstatic mellows of love, who have come. And in the same way, when the devotee sees Radha for the first time, he will ask, is this maybe the personified goddess of love, or is she the heart of Krishna? You know, it, in other words, the direct revelation, the direct darshan of Krishna is absolutely surprising. So it doesn't harm that Lord Jagannath is a little bit surprising. he hints at that surprising nature, this unexpected nature. Good. We have come, we are approaching the end, and because I'm on the Bhakti retreat, I cannot go overtime, unfortunately. What we will do is, I will just show you. Should I show you out of my window how the Swiss Alps look? Yes. Also, Lord Jagannath is there. One moment. So I will come one more time.